Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with this. Who is leaving the country? A couple. They decided to just leave America.
I'd like to leave, but I'd like to come back, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you like some vacation.
I got you.
Well, you know.
That sounds like a digital pet.
Before the election takes place, people were saying if so-and-so wins, they're going to leave the country.
Yeah, that's so patriotic.
Yeah. Well, Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
Oh, I'm Ellen.
They have moved to England and are selling their...
Who is that?
Portia de Rossi?
Sorry to interrupt, but I don't know who that is.
That's her wife.
Oh. Yeah, she was an actress.
My bad.
Did you ever watch Arrested Development? I think I know the answer.
No.
She was in that. A couple other things.
She was named after the car? De Rossi?
Yeah.
She might have been.
So they're selling their estate in Montecito, California, and sources say...
Sounds expensive.
They're doing it because of Donald Trump winning the presidency. And the key word here, I guess, would be sources. So where's sources coming from?
Who's the conspiracy theorist then?
I can't believe she actually
They say that's
off.
A Republican thing, but, oh, I didn't get my way. What are you teaching people? You don't get your way, so you just leave?
I know she said it before. I don't know if she was fearful about... her marriage rights getting taken away. Oh, I don't know.
That's so stupid.
But she's also in a state to where they're actively trying to fight.
They're actively trying to be an independent state, it seems.
California?
Yes.
Like they're trying to fight any kind of new federal regulation that's going to come down that might undo what they've done.
Like, what's the mayor? Gosh, I should know this.
The mayor of California?
No, of L.A.
Mayor of California.
It's not Garcetti.
It's the one who says we will be a sanctuary city.
Like, yeah, and they just
we want this. Like,
they just approved that too.
You're it's easy to kind of see what they're doing. They're devaluing the property.
Are you talking about Gavin Newsom?
No, that's the governor.
The one in that said we will stay a sanctuary city. Now, part of that's the paybacks and stuff he gets of the backdoor money. Truly, I'm sure, but. It seems like it's a thing, like I use this example. Remember in the 80s, New York City was positioned as gross and there was like porn shops everywhere where you could go watch women strip and play with yourself and it was hookers everywhere and it was like...
this time machine.
This is disgusting. This is gross.
You want to go?
Dave Letterman used to talk about it and how disgusting it was, but then all of a sudden it got gentrified. Harlem even got gentrified, and suddenly a house that was $200,000 is now $1.2 million. It's West Greenville, the art district. I mean, that used to be the place where you go buy a dime bag or a hooker.
It's very nice now.
It changes, and I feel so as though that's what they're doing with almost the whole state of California, but especially LA. Huh. They're devaluing the property so they can just go back, buy it, change it again, and then force people back out.
their city council just approved that no Los Angeles division of any kind of law enforcement can assist any federal agencies as far as immigration goes, what? Detaining or any of those.
All right, you're not a state anymore.
It's weird how they can...
Mexico, you want to buy it? It's for sale.
Crazy.
It's odd how some stuff is left up to the states, but not alcohol or anything
it's
like that.
It's almost prophetic because, you know, the old preacher would say, you know, well, eventually California is going to break off into the ocean.
Yeah.
But literally, that could be figuratively breaking away from the union.
What was your point about alcohol? The legalization?
It's real good.
I
just think it's kind of silly here that it's not legal when people have, you know, they can go to private clubs and get it anyway.
Well, federally, you know, it's 21. Alcohol and tobacco.
Right.
That's not left up to the states. But Chicago's the same way. They've gone on record to say, look, we're going to be a sanctuary city. We're going to stay that way. And some of the residents were like, look, hang on now. We thought that this wasn't really going to happen.
That's why your local elections are still, people say, oh, you just vote for president. Everything else falls in place. Bull crap. That's where it starts.
Oh.
That's nauseating.
See what you started, Paige?
Plus, I ain't going to name.
Ellen did it.
I'm not going to name who it is, but there's a criminal organization that they say is active in over 16 states.
If you really cared about America, it's kind of just giving up and leaving. Like, we can't handle it. We're just going to run away.
That's a good point. I made 5 minutes ago.
It's a certain gang from another country.
Oh, I know.
That's active in
16 states. Do they eat dogs?
No, but we're having a hard time, you know, kind of wrangling these people out of here, and then some people are trying to act like they don't even exist.
But you talking about the ones where they'll go in and take over the apartment complexes and stuff?
It's a Venezuelan gang.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Well, they're incredible. Their gang activity. I've lived in a situation where it is terrible.
You know what's weird about whatever the situation is? Like, the people eating the animal situation. You will have people that say, look, this don't happen. There's no way. But you'll have people that live actually where it's going on saying, look.
It's happening.
Yeah, like, this is happening.
But who's combating that? The people who are business and property owners, the tourism board. They want you to, don't be scared about moving here. That's why before Greenville got on its comeuppance, we'd always end up on those lists.
It's comeuppance.
Like, well, we still are on those lists.
I know. I don't want to be on them no more. We're full.
Yeah, you always say that.
It's like, man.
Too many people here.
I love it, but it's getting too full, and that's where a lot of people that I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about with just Americans in general, everybody.
Before you give humanity the benefit of the doubt, you should go on X and look at some of these local videos of where the stuff is allegedly not
happening. Like we were doing with Ukraine on SnapMap.
Yeah.
Where, it's getting... I mean, look, the news picks and chooses what they want to show, and is some of it staged? They've admitted so. They've admitted that they get in... Even on the Weather Channel, they'll go stand in a lake to pretend that it's deeper than it really... They've done it. They've been caught.
For real?
Oh, yeah. The dude. What's the big guy?
Stand in the lake.
The main dude. Weather guy.
Cantori?
Cantori. Yeah. He got busted standing in a little inlet because they panned the camera and there was just people walking by. He was standing in the...
Oh, my gosh.
So we got on Snapchat map and looked at Ukraine Snapchats. People are there in the clubs partying, doing the electric slide and stuff while the place was war-torn. It's incredible.
It's misleading for sure.
Very misleading.
It's like if they said America's under attack, but let's say, for example, it was only Seattle, but not down here where we are.
Yeah.
Like I said, the whole country's not getting bombed.
No.
True.
But it's actually very interesting how that, it's a propaganda machine. I mean, it really is. You're never going to go around and show the bad parts of your city.
No.
Why do all these people want to get WrestleMania or the Olympics or all this stuff to their city? So we'll get more tourism. We're good on tourism right now.
You know, today is a big day. Today is National Stuffing Day.
Knox White just sent me a bird emoji.
National Stuffing Day?
Which I know that some people are going to take.
Why would it be today?
Well,
that's a good point.
It is.
It's too early.
It's talking about like stuffing like for...
Yeah. You're a week early, Stuffing Day.
But I don't ever have stuffing. It's always dressing in our house. And we have oyster dressing.
So what do you do on National Stuffing Day?
Well...
Am I taking this literally or no?
Well, if you... It depends on what you want. If you have stovetop or if you make, you know, whatever you're going to make. I'm not judging whatever you stuff your turkey with.
Yeah.
You may dress your turkey. We dress our
y'all
turkey.
Y'all are y'all turkey or ham people?
Both.
I like that.
I'd say this year turkey.
This year turkey?
Yeah.
Who's making Matt Man's meal?
Honey baked ham.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Oh, man. Oh, I can see them with the torch now. Glazing
Crack a barrel.
I've had their turkey before, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know, it's funny that until I got married, we didn't have like a choice between turkey or ham in my family. It's always turkey because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I had to appease my husband and get him something.
I want some ham too.
But he didn't like the way
I want some pork on my fork, Paige.
He didn't like the way I baked the ham.
You don't like it good.
Because I didn't make it sweet. I didn't know it was supposed to be honey, but or whatever.
Put some pineapple on top.
Make my ham sweet, Paige.
What are you doing with my ham?
I know. So I said, okay, well, next year we'll decide on what to do. And then I just went and got barbecue and that was easier. He was happy. Like everybody's that. Happy.
Not gonna get turkey or ham.
Yeah.
So
it's pig. Just be happy with it. I'm gonna make the turkey the way I want it.
Oink oink.
Yeah.
So, that boy, who makes your meal?
You know the wife does, but yeah. I kind of.
You assist. You have Uh-oh. To.
What are you about to say? Don't choose your words wisely, buddy.
I don't have to have a big spread.
BS.
She's a, you know, she eats better than I do.
This is Thanksgiving, brother. It's like you should.
You're
eat like.
You're eating the plan for a nap. I mean, that's
pretty
literally
much
what it is.
Like I can have just like a turkey sandwich, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on. That's boring.
Now, I'm going to put potatoes on it and some other stuff,
that's
too.
That's leftovers.
We do a breakfast mostly.
And you don't do like the typical macaroni and cheese and all the stuff, the green beans, sweet potato. Mm-hmm.
The family get together for breakfast. Like anything after that is kind of fend for yourself, which is cool.
Yeah.
But this
knocked it out early. That's kind of cool. Although I sleep through Thanksgiving breakfast. I usually rush in.
I don't even eat breakfast.
Hopefully catch Santa Claus on the Macy Parade.
So the number
watch a dog show, yeah.
The number one thing here, which I don't agree with the study, is bacon wrapped green beans is what we like here.
Good.
Whoa.
Good.
Bacon, how is a green bean bacon wrapped?
That I don't know. I know that my mother
seen that. I've just seen bacon in green beans.
They did, but there's like woody hogback or some kind of grease in the beans.
And red eye gravy?
And they use the thick beans, not the real skinny beans, but some of the thicker beans that were good.
Lentils. Bacon-wrapped asparagus is great.
That is good. Delicious. Yeah.
But my mom would just take, she cooks green beans and then lays pieces of bacon on top, so the bacon's kind of wet.
It's always good.
Ooh, I like wet bacon.
Talking
man.
Bacon talk.
Wet-ass bacon. My wab.
Bacon so, like, makes to me, anything better.
These aren't foods that are once a year. I had a ham a month ago. Like, if I wanted turkey, I'd just go get it.
Yeah. Glazed carrots are also popular and oven roasted corn.
Glazed carrots?
Yes. Sweet potato casserole is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
That's what I like about the marshmallows.
Oh, it's in there.
Y'all make me hungry again.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
And so, three-state stuffing's the most popular, like California, Arizona, and West Virginia. Two other states are the most Googled version is sourdough stuffing in Massachusetts, pineapple stuffing in New Mexico.
Whoa.
What?
I know.
Never heard of that.
And croissant stuffing.
There's no G in that word, by the way.
No, it's stuffing.
You keep throwing stuffing in there. Stuffing. It says here stuffing is popular in Hawaii.
What about this state?
It was farting.
Does it say?
Yeah, green bean wrap. Bacon wrap green bean.
Oh, yeah. That was
mashed potatoes are big in.
What are you laughing at? What did you say?
This is like out of back.
We eat venison turkey down here.
Sweet potato casserole in Tennessee.
Where's that white root oil on the list? Does it make the list? It's got to be on there.
Whatever zip code Jug lives in.
Corn casserole popular.
Can't tell you.
In Georgia, and then sweet potato in Florida. So there you go. That's our little area.
Sweet potatoes was Fat Boy's nickname in middle school.
Can I tell you something? A little secret.
It was yam bag.
I had one bite of a sweet potato for the first time in my life 2 years ago and hated it.
Was it a sweet potato or a yam?
2 years.
It was an orange
ago.
Potato.
It's the same thing.
Was it candied?
No, it was out of the dirt.
Oh. You don't like sweet potatoes?
No.
They're good. They're healthy for you.
Sweet
I like
potato
them.
Fries?
No.
Oh man. Honey mustard? Shoot.
Yeah, well, you
get not hungry again.
You don't like sauce either?
I used to be, but now I go around.
Like,
the
you don't
idea, want to
dip something in ranch?
It's not a good meat if you got to rely on the condiment.
Oh, no.
Well, French fries.
French fries, yes.
Yum, yum sauce.
Ketchup. But not anything exotic like ranch.
I will eat anything in yum yum sauce. Yum yum sauce is the best.
Well, that's what kind of underwear I'm wearing.
Yum yum sauce.
And them yum yum drawers.
It is good.
It is good.
Yes, I have to have yum yum sauce. And one of my things is I like to air fry things, and I just dip them in yum yum.
What is yum yum sauce though? Is that like chow chow?
The shrimp sauce.
It's like Japanese food.
I didn't realize how.
You know, the orange looking.
It's so good with.
Oh, is it like this bang bang shrimp?
No, that's
bang bang sauce.
Mm-mm. Oh, but it's not yum yum. It's bang bang.
Yum yum bang bang.
Yum yum is like what you get at.
What's that
campfire.
good? Is that weed?
Well, that's something different.
What about that Ushi
Gushi? You don't know what yum yum sauce is.
Yum yum sauce is the best.
I have to play the role of the listener sometime that doesn't know. Rather than to act like know it alls, I have to. But I really didn't.
I lie. You fool me.
I know what bang bang is, but not yum yum. My daddy liked chow chow. Not dogs.
Yeah.
With the black tongues.
You need to try some, man.
I don't like relish.
It's good.
It's some yum yum sauce on the Mongoloid beef.
It's Mongolian.
That's what it is.
Did you really say?
If you get the sugar-free yum yum.
He's thinking of Chef Stephen McMichaels.
Well, they have sugar-free yum yum.
They do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's
I didn't know there was sugar in yum yum.
There's sugar in everything.
You can get sugar free and
we got Chef Cactus Jack in here with his bang bang sauce.
Was that Mattress Mac's son on that thing?
It might have been.
Sorry. He turned his TV off.
I'm sorry about that. I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
I did it earlier, Jug. When they showed the world's tallest woman holding the world's shortest woman.
Well, I heard you say that and I was like, what's he looking at?
Oh, it just grabbed my attention. It really did. All right, thank you, Paige. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We still got birthdays or suckets. Jug will join us for that as well. We're going to start calling you Join Clement. How about that? It's a new one.
It's all kinds of names.
It's the Rise Guys. Hey, good luck on Saturday.
not racing.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I see his name here, but I don't know that that's good to say his name.
He is the only one. It might out him.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know anybody else with that name. Like, I mean, look, he's cool with it.
All right. We'll just bring him on. If he wants to say his name, I'll just call him Disgruntled Dad. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, do you agree it's probably not good to say your name? Or if you want to, I mean, it's your life, but.
I mean, yeah, you can say my name.
Wow. Okay. This free world we live in now. All right, Vince. Don't fire me. You're fired.
It was him all along.
It was me all along.
Austin. It was me, Austin.
Do you hate having the name Vince right now with all the McMahon stuff, or do you not even think about it at all?
I don't even think about it. You know, it's definitely weird, but like he's always been kind of weird.
Right. All right. So we've kind of laid this out for our listeners already this morning. This is what I know, and you fill in the missing elements here. So. You and your wife have decided you're getting a divorce. First off, you and your wife are getting divorced. You have a couple kids. We don't even have to say the exact years, but preteen and teen. And you have not told them yet. And she wants this to be like, once you've agreed now that you're getting a divorce, she wants you out now. You're like, I want to stay through Christmas, and she's like, that's not fair to anybody because we're putting on a facade that's not genuine. So how long have you been married? Let's start with that.
You know, we've been married for 10 years.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. And was there, again, you control how in depth we get to this, but did anybody cheat?
No one cheated. It was just, you know, it was kind of turning this way for the better part of the year. And, you know, it's gotten to the place where it's like definitely done, but yeah, I want to go through to the holidays.
I mean, it kind of makes sense to be honest.
I mean,
with
it
you.
Really does, but
like,
again,
I feel like it's not fair. I feel like it's not fair to end it now just before the holidays.
Yeah. But so this is one thing, and if you were listening earlier, I kind of made a little fun, little quippy joke about it. But, like, when do you tell them then? You know, I made the joke about you're waiting for the ball to drop on New Year's, and then when it 3, 2, 1, we're getting a divorce.
Is there a
that
right
wouldn't be
time?
The way.
No.
Kids should not stay up that late anyway. No, is there a right time? I mean, then she's going to say, well, let's hang out till January or till February because Valentine's. I don't want him to say, why didn't Vince send me roses this year?
Oh.
I mean, it's like, yeah. But I see your point, though, because I tell my friends I have younger kids all the time, like, eat it up right now. Don't feel weird about taking too many pictures. I wish I had the technology of, I mean, we had cell phones when my daughter was young. Fab, well, you same age, same. But
yep.
The technology ramp up, I wish I'd had that when my child was much younger. She's probably glad I don't because I'd have all these embarrassing videos and stuff. But I tell them to eat it up because those moments, you will never get them back. And you want to be there for all those moments. But yet again, one day are they going to say, well, when did y'all officially decide you're going to break up? Oh, back at Halloween. What?
Yeah.
I mean, so I got to tell you, I don't know.
You got to somewhat be selfish because this is going to be a big distraction to everybody involved, like families through the holidays.
Oh, boy.
They're not going to think about Thanksgiving or Christmas. They're going to be thinking about your situation the whole time.
Right. They're not going to think about that. They still got school and stuff. It'd be a lot easier to hold this through the holidays and just grin it and bear it and do the family thing.
Yeah. Plus, you're going to be lonely.
Well, again, that's what we're saying. Like, you got to be selfish or not be selfish in this case. What happens with the sleeping situation? I mean, are they not going to say, why is Dad sleeping in the guest room or on the couch or in his car? or will you go sleep in the floor of the bedroom? I mean, like, really, how far does this go?
I mean, in some ways, they can already kind of sense it.
Yeah.
They might know for certain, but, like, we haven't told them, but they might be able to pick up on it.
Plus, if we're talking about both families, is she already telling hers that she's single? I don't know why she wants to move on so fast. Like right now.
That's what I was asking her. I'm not trying to, I don't need to say this to you. Well, I should because I just said that. Like, the fact she wants to move on so quick, but then again, you said, we just drifted apart kind of thing. The wanting to advance it so fast in lieu of the children does seem a little odd, but we're also overanalyzing it right now.
It feels odd to me.
I
it just ain't the time here to do it.
I see both points. I really do. I really do. I'm in your boat, though. Don't tell the kids because they're going to expect two Christmases in.
Yep.
But then again, how are you going to do that? Is she going to buy all the Christmas? You going to go give her some money? Or are you going to buy some Christmas? She going to buy? That's a mess.
Just like if you're a December birthday,
sucks.
Guess what?
Even in October birthday
sucks.
The
unigift.
You spend all spring and summer saying no one gives a damn about me.
Yeah.
And then at Christmas, it's partly about Jesus.
Yeah, because everybody feels bad that the Christmas baby is right before Christmas. I know.
Imagine how I knew somebody that had one on the 28th of December. So they still do. They're not dead. So think about that. Like, hip hop hooray the whole month. And then after, people are done with thinking about gifts or being around people and stuff. And then it's your birthday again.
Being my brother, his birthday's on the 23rd. It's right before Christmas.
He's trying to be faster than Jesus.
I don't want to put this out there because I don't want her to get any ideas. Do you think it's some kind of ploy to where she's like, you know what? I'll play along with you, but you're going to have to give something up when this thing gets, goes to court.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think it's we know what the deal is. Like, it's over. Like, we're ready to move on. But, I feel like, am I being unrealistic for wanting to postpone the separation?
No.
For the kids and everything?
No. But everything we do in life, there's a tinge of selfishness involved. Like, when we lose a family member, we miss them, but it's also we miss them. It's they're in heaven or, God forbid, wherever. But, they're in a better place, but the selfishness makes us miss them. So it's not the time. No, it's not the time to tell them. I say put on the facade through Christmas. I do. I fat boy.
Yeah, but it's gonna, they have to play in with each other. And I don't think this is going to happen. You're just getting a lot of questions.
I think, you know, to keep it for the kids, that's great. Unless.
Or you look good.
Unless something might blow up and you have a fight at Christmas. So if you can be amicable.
But even if they go do the family things and look disinterested.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be weird too.
But maybe the family already can tell too.
And you can't tell. Well, yeah, that's another point.
Oh,
what if they already know but don't want to say anything?
I know. And then and even you're going to be there paranoid the whole time thinking, God, they know. I should just go and tell them. Oh, man. I hate that. I hate you going through this. But, you know, if you both are, it's a nice amicable. Is that amicable? How you say it? Amicable?
Amicable.
I think so. Amicable. Split. Like you both say, okay, I didn't stray on the relationship. You didn't stray. It was not anything like this. We just decided as adults this ain't gonna work. So
I ain't gonna tell them what the texts are saying.
No, matter of fact, I would not keep listening to the show if I were you, sir. We take calls. But I totally understand your plight. I remember that morning of having the first one I had away from my kid, and I get up on Christmas morning and I didn't get her till the afternoon. That was the loneliest, saddest 5 hours of my world. I'm there on Christmas morning just sitting by myself,
yourself.
Waiting through lunchtime to go get my baby and bring her back. And it sucked. All right. Good luck with that, Vince. I mean that, seriously.
All right. Thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, man. Have a good morning.
Merry Christmas. Got to update us. I'd love to talk to his wife.
Wouldn't it be like it's like a Hallmark movie starting off? Like, what if they get in there and they're just like, oh, I hate you, but we got to put on this. Then they realize, wait a minute. We're not doing this for the kids. We really are fighting for this, aren't we?
You want her side of the story that way?
Yeah, because when you look, just
everybody's saying she's cheating.
Yeah, they really are.
That's why she wants him out of the house now.
Uh-huh. Keep up the appearance. As soon as you like, I'm not going with you to your parents. They're asking the questions. It's like, well, I'm not going to you to yours.
This text says if both parents are alive right now, their moms already know. A mom always knows when their kids are going through problems. Not always true, I can tell you. The Rise Guys. Break it down. Live from Call Rob. Hey, folks. .com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say famous people born November 21st, happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Jug is the guest today. It's going to be fun.
Oh, baby.
Start with this lady right here.
Fat Boy can't win this one, unfortunately. He's actually
why,
got
he
the
knows?
Answers.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the answers.
He would cheat.
Wow. You know what? I should have done the answers and you guys guess.
He never gets to play, but it's okay. He loves presenting.
He does a good job with the heavenly birthdays, I have to say.
He does.
He almost forgot his coach's birthday, but
I know. We got him. Dabo.
Dabo. Hey, this is...
How the birthdays are.
We got some good ones or what?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember her name. I'm not going to try.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Ah.
This song, Call Me Maybe, has over 1.5 billion views on YouTube.
Like one of them meme songs.
Yeah.
It became memes and stuff.
That's wild.
She also has the other song, I Think I Really Like You or whatever. Tom Hanks was in the video.
Her grandparents were on this show about living in the future called The Jepsons. Did you ever see it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Is it her birthday?
Yep. She's Canadian.
Good guess, Chuck.
You are on top of things.
Sorry, I'm looking at this turkey tetrazzini. So it's got my attention. We were talking about stuffing and all that earlier. Now we're cooking turkey on the
show.
We're
all looking about recipes and stuff.
She's got cream of chicken in there.
She's got to be like 31. I have no clue.
40. I don't either. I'd say 37.
I'm way closer.
This surprised me. Actually, you're the farthest off.
What?
Sage is the closest. She's 39 years old.
God. When was that? Do you have the information when that song came out?
Don't know.
It's got to be
find out real quick.
15 years.
He just had her birthday, not the whole.
Carly, you know, she's like, this song is what made her. And I don't know what her net worth is, but like, you know, if she's somewhere working out or whatever and this song comes on, she's like, Jesus.
2011.
Come on, Peloton. Come on, Peloton.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Peloton.
Let's go. Go hard, Peloton.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Two birthdays today.
Ooh, who is this?
It is both Nikki and Brie Bella's
okay.
birthday.
Okay. I was sitting here thinking, are they legit twins? Yes, they are.
I don't know who's older.
At that point, I mean,
They have dark hair, right?
The Which one went in first? You know?
Oh, I like to see them come out.
Gross. So oh, you wibble. Mean out of the out? I thought you meant out. Like on their birthday.
I think he meant just out, yeah. Like
coming out to the ring.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Yeah, the one where them cheeky shorts with the hat on backwards. That was Nikki.
Nikki was the thickest.
Yeah.
Probably the most difficult to deal with, if I'm being honest.
Oh, she had that side. That's
they
why
lost a bunch of weight.
Daniel Bryan ended up, or Bryan Danielson ended up with her. Did they lose a lot of weight?
Have they always been that thin?
Did you say thick?
Thin.
They all, but the one, so.
Whatever he's showing, just. It is
Nikki,
just thin,
the one with Cena, thin. Was the thicker one.
That's what I mean.
She looked like she also, pardon the term, but like the bitchier of the two.
Yeah.
The more high maintenance of the
yeah.
two. Yeah.
They will be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, for sure. Although they started off as basically just, they made them as like hookers. When they would have the guest stars of Raw, they would like be there like hugging up on them and like cooing with them backstage and really.
Who's with Dolph? Was that Nikki? I think Nikki was with Dolph for a little bit.
God.
Nikki and Nick.
Yeah.
Nick Nemeth.
Nick Nemeth. It sounds like, I want to hear Mike Tyson say his name.
Why'd you turn on a Brad attitude?
Nick Nemeth. That's actually how you say it, actually. That's his name, Nick Nemeth. It sounds like you have an impediment.
He and his brother tag now. Nick and Ryan Nemeth.
Is he in TNA?
I think he does here or there, but they're going around the indies.
Hey, speaking of that, next month we'll have another wrestler in studio. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be real good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be big.
Really big. Big show coming to town.
Is it a girl one or a boy one?
Look at you.
That's a great question, Paige.
Trying to pick.
Uh-oh. He don't want to tell us.
No. How old are the Bella
I don't
twins?
Even know, guys, okay?
It's a boy one.
How old are the Bella twins?
Oh, yeah. So
nobody guessed.
34.
38.
Ooh. 41.
Oh, they are 41 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Paige got it. She's a fan. This guy doesn't like to put his hand over his heart during the national anthem.
Michael Strahan.
Yep.
It is. Why did he do that?
Because he said that his mind was in a different place or he wasn't thinking. And I'm like,
oh, really?
What are the odds?
He said he's pro-military.
You were standing on a battleship on the day before Veterans Day.
Jeez.
And when they do it, he decides for some reason.
Dang.
Suck it. I used to like you too, man.
That sucks to hear.
On that day especially, you can have your protests and this and that, but you on a cargo ship, on a battleship, the day before, God dang it, pisses me off.
That's pretty bad. I would say he's...
How dare you?
I'm
kidding.
He wants a point.
Judge in the sports world, they all band together.
No. I'd say he's 47.
Jug's wearing a Canadian 48. T-shirt today.
You got to remember, it's been a while since Michael Strahan played. He is 53 years old today.
Where do you go to college?
You know what?
Okay.
You always ask him these questions. You know he just has a sheet that's telling the age.
He's really...
I can't remember off straight.
He's really good about that. You should.
Really will you look that up? Because I really want to know.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we'll do it.
This gentleman... I'll just say it's the kid's birthday.
Wikipedia refers to him as an American television host and journalist.
I don't know about the journalist.
They don't even mention football. Hey, go ahead. Sorry.
Don't you find where he went?
I did. And that is Texas Southern. That's why you don't remember it.
It was a small school.
Yeah.
It's the kid's birthday.
Jason?
Nope.
Griffey Jr.
It is Griffey Jr.
Man.
All Griff Kenny Jr.
Do the math. Griff Kenny Jr., best Facebook.
I feel like you'll know because you love those damn baseball cards.
He didn't watch
you like race
anymore.
Cars.
I love
them. Oh, man. My heart says 53, but it could be 54.
Damn, I'm going to say 51 because that's my number.
I'm going to say 55.
She's good today.
Dang, really?
He is 55. And he just took a picture the other day when Bronny was playing for the Lakers.
Double nickel.
For the season opener. He was there. Bron and Bronny took a picture with Ken Jr. and Senior.
That's cool.
Because they were the only second father and son duo to ever play in the same game. And they all took pictures together. Then A-Rod walks up to Griffey And they start talking for a little bit.
He don't have kids.
No. Well, yeah, he's got girls.
A-Rod does?
Yeah, he's got
I
daughters.
I did not know that. With who?
How many?
I don't know. I think he's got two daughters.
I did not know
that. Yeah, look that up.
It's okay that I don't know that, but.
This gentleman has a birthday today. He is one of, I believe, five quarterbacks. There's only five of these quarterbacks that have at least three Super Bowl rings. He's one of them.
Joe Montana.
Brady. Eli Manning.
I mean, that's right, but it's not his birthday. You got Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw.
Steve Young.
No,
he only has two.
Patrick Mahomes.
Well, yeah, but that wouldn't be, he wouldn't
Tom
be
Brady.
This old.
Who's the guy from the Saints?
Drew Brees.
Nope. Dallas Cowboys.
Troy Aikman.
It's Troy Aikman's birthday today.
Damn.
The proprietor of number 8 beer.
Wow.
Dallas Cowboys, boy. That's, oof.
Last time they were good. Nobody mentions Troy in that same breath of Marino, Montana.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, like, absolutely right. Like, he doesn't even get the notoriety that Emmitt gets.
No.
Or Irvin to a degree.
Irv.
By the way, A-Rod's daughters are 20 and 16.
Yeah, I knew they were older.
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
How old is Troy Aikman?
Okay, so he was a rookie in 89. He went to UCLA, but went all 4 years. That's put him starting college in.
He went to Oklahoma for two of those. The first two.
But four total. So that'd put it back to 85. That would say if you work back 67. So I'm going to say that he's 57 years old.
60.
Hmm. 59.
Troy Aikman is 58 years old.
Yeah.
She almost got all over it. Let's go to Goldie Hawn.
Oh.
Kurt Russell's not wife, but kind of wife.
Wasn't that Paige's nickname in college? What was it?
Oh, what was
Sweet
it?
Cheeks.
Jesus, I missed that one.
Sweet Cheeks.
You said it sexy.
No, it was Goldie Cox. Sweet. That's what it was.
Say it again, Paige.
Sweet Cheeks. No, Goldie. I can't even tell you the Goldie Cox story. That's kind of
spelling it with an X on the end.
It's kind of dirty.
Sure. Goldie Hawn?
She's Goldie be up there, right?
She's got. I love her daughter. I think she's.
I love
one
them.
Of a kind.
I love them both. They're just really cool.
Already?
Let's hurry
80?
Up.
75.
77.
Goldie Hawn is 79 years old today. We got one more birthday. Phil Donahue's a widow.
Mary Lou Henner.
Marlou Thomas.
Shoot.
Marlou.
I like her.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
A lot of good work.
I'm going to go off.
85.
81.
83.
87 years old today. Happy heavenly birthday. It's a Spangler himself from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He was also in Groundhog Day, Animal House, Stripes, and Back to School. Harold Ramis would have been 80 years old.
Really?
Today. Yeah.
Wow.
Seth Rogen's dad knocked up.
Ask me something I will know, just so I can feel better about myself. Anything.
We didn't get any right.
Okay.
All right, I didn't get any right.
How old are you?
Happy heavenly birthday
You're
to this St. Louis Cardinal.
I am 49 years old.
I
don't care.
This St. Louis Cardinal passed away in 2013.
St. Louis Cardinal passed away in 2013? Stan Musial?
Yep. He would have been 104 years old today.
Damn it.
You know what's crazy? Whoa. He signed so many autographs for Panini, Fatboy, Jug, you know, them. You get checks from them. That they saved all these, and they still put out cards with his sticker autographs on them. And he's been dead all this time. That's weird.
That's kind of messed up.
That is so weird.
Why you got to flood the market with Stan the Man's autographs?
Maybe he didn't want us.
He just signed all those.
I'm telling you, you're going to have Pete Rose autograph cards for the next 20 years since he did the same damn thing.
Pretty much.
Dang.
It's going to be, like, I'm telling y'all.
Chuck Hustle.
Don't go buying Pete Rose autographs for right now because the market is nuts because everybody's feeling the pulling of the heartstrings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that, I mean, sadly, they're going to be a dime a dozen down the road.
I'm buying autographs.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What you doing?
I might have Jug sign some in a minute, and I'll tell you this. Jug, thank you for coming
my
in
goodness.
Today. I was not joking about that, but thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love the show. I
thank
love
you
listening.
For breakfast.
Love being on it. It was a quick 3 hours. That 3 hours flew by.
It was fun. Thank
yep.
you.
Yep.
Thank
I
you
love
for breakfast.
Coming in. Oh, you're so well.
Thank you for
Fat
breakfast.
Boy, I love you.
You the man, Jug.
That was it. I'm not going to say it.
You worked it in so slyly, and he did not even fall for it.
I think that's nice that you only love Fat Boy.
You try
well,
to
no,
say
I
it,
love you too, Paige,
but
I just want him
it.
To, I just, you know, I know it makes him uncomfortable.
Many have tried.
And he's not going to tell anybody.
He's like my grandpa.
He might tell me. Maybe he will.
He'll
maybe
go home and brag about it.
Big Brown,
yes,
Looper.
He loves me.
They've all tried. I ain't going to say it.
I'm going to get you one day. You're going to say it.
I'm going to tell my grandpa, I love you, Papa. Right. That's what he would say. Not sounds that he good. Was questioning it like, right, I don't believe you, but he'd be like, right. Would never say it back.
Really?
Yeah. Your grandpa?
Yeah, he's a real son of a bitch. Oh, and that's talking bad about my great-grandma when I say that, and I apologize. She was a sweetheart. Folks, tomorrow's Friday.
Already.
You want a little taste?
You want one?
Yeah, please.
I do. I got you.
I just
who
got the thumbs up.
How fat I am. Every year I gotta hear from all the little fat bitches in my family want to talk about how, oh, well, it looks like you're gaining some weight. Well, no, I just got done eating. I'm stuffed. I'm full.
Wow.
It's that time of year where you regret having them fat people in your family.
But then, at the same, those same people, I've been there, done that. Same people's like, well, have some more. I'm good. Did you not like it?
No, it's not good.
Can't win, can you?
You cannot win. And then you're like, well, I'll take some, and you're going to throw it away when you go home. Then you get the guilt trip about the homeless you just passed. Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.